This is Schmitty with another episode of Talkin' Schmidt, the podcast that is about to celebrate its 5-year anniversary. That's right. We have been on the air for 5 years and we're over 200 episodes and we're damn proud of it. Some people don't think I can do it. Some people think I can. Some people think it's a waste of time and some people can't miss an episode. I just love doing it for myself. So anybody that's been a part of this, thank you so much. Appreciate you all. Just sent out all the raffle winners from last week. Super hyped. I think they'll get there like day before Christmas. So that'll be tight. And today on the program, super, super, super stoked. Yes, kids, it's Dan Plunkett today. So we're going to talk to Dan. We're going to see how tired he is of working at Tired Skateboards. And we're going to hear about his new company he's riding for. One more episode after today, and then it's a new year and a new beginning. And away we go.
This is Dan Plunkett, and you're watching Talkin' Schmidt.
Hey,
Talkin' Schmidt.
I'm already not watching.
It's cool, like tonight is the night.
Damn, this is like the coolest thing I'm ever gonna do.
I wouldn't say it was fun.
What do you mean? Well, Christian Fletcher's younger brother.
Fuck the Dodgers.
Our big dog's in. What do you think, Dolan?
We on? Schmidt?
Talkin' Schmidt.
Alpha Macaroni.
Most of these guys, their opinion don't matter.
Talkin' Schmidt, right?
It's skateboarding.
If I remember that.
Talkin' Schmidt.
What are Yuns doing?
Holy shit.
Skateboarding homies.
No, Schmidt, you can't jump in.
What is happening?
Gregory.
Yes, we are.
Wi-Fi check one, Wi-Fi check two.
All right, guys. Second to last episode of the year. We're ending with bangers here. We got Dan Plunkett on the show, and today is John Cardiel's 50th birthday.
How do my headphones sound?
They're great.
Okay. I hear people talk a lot of shit about them, sounding like I'm underwater.
A little. Not that bad. Yeah, dude. How are you?
Doing awesome. I didn't know it was Cardiel's birthday. I've been running his playlist pretty hard lately.
Oh, yeah? The reggae?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All day. Just leave it on in the office for hours.
What? You got a memorable Cardiel video clip or something that gets you hyped?
The first thing I think about is maybe it's a Transworld video when he goes to pump for that big Smith grind and he just fucking eats it, like trying to pump to get speed for it.
Yeah.
That is, as soon as you said his name, I just thought about it immediately.
We had the anti-hero video where he board slides that like kink rail in Potrero in San Francisco and just eats shit. And then after that, Luke took a photo of him like holding his head all bloody and they made a mock-up Thrasher cover of that, but it was too gnarly. Oh,
I've seen that. It's up at the office, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so, brutal.
Yeah, John's the best. You're not related to Jim Plunkett, right?
No, but I get that a lot. Yeah. I think my dad said I was, but I don't think so.
Because it's kind of a rare name, so I was like, maybe.
I know anytime anybody's at a game and they see the jersey, they'll send me a photo from far away.
Okay. Okay, I got my top three for skater of the year, right? And I want to know, for each guy, I want to know why you think he should win.
Okay.
We'll start with Yuto.
Oh, man. He's unbeatable in any aspect of skating. Like, contests, obviously, but nobody's doing anything that he does. It's like impossible.
He's definitely got trick of the year, maybe twice.
Yeah. The new one too.
Dude, the nollie front foot flip, nose slide down the rail.
Dude, nobody, that hasn't been done. That rail's been there forever. Thought of a new trick. Yeah, I think it's funny because I haven't really thought about it that much, but I think he's probably my number one pick for sure.
What about Miles Silvas?
Miles just, man, kid just took a dump all over SF is what I got out of. Because I've only seen that video part. Did he have another one? Or it's that one obviously was insane. But
No, but yeah, I mean, he moved to San Francisco probably a year ago, I think, and filmed probably close to 90% of that in SF. Gnarly. That cover he got with the front crook down the top of Mason Rail and then bombing the hill.
Yeah, Frank's Rail. Yeah, dude. Yeah, just all the stuff he was doing there is like unmatched. Because all that stuff's been there too, and somebody had to move in just to take a fat dump all over it.
And then the other one I got is Pedro Delfino.
Fuck. I mean, he's just straight up fucking skate or die mentality, right? It seems like he's just gonna die or make it at all times.
Scariest to watch.
Yeah.
Like you're like, the chances of when you're filming that you might want to turn your head are pretty high.
Yeah. His is more of a, it's obviously amazing, but it's just too scary. I find myself doing that a lot, you know, just like,
Some of the slams he takes are so heinous too. And like, you've been to that new chill, right? Like him switch bombing that thing.
I live right there. Yeah. I used to, before I moved like where I am now, I used to drive through there all the time, and it's not real. It's like, fuck that thing.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. They'll probably announce it like pretty soon here. They just dropped all the nominees. But I mean, when I saw Pedro's part, because it came out before the other ones and it was edited to Ozzy, I'm like, dude, this is as thrasher as it gets. Like he is fucking gnarly and he's skating to Ozzy. It's filmed and edited kick ass. But then Miles comes out and he just, like you said, digs a dump over the city and it's filmed and edited well. And then we all know Yuto is the magician, you know? So it's going to be interesting what people gravitate towards. It was funny because last night I was looking at Clyde Singleton's Instagram. He dropped like some little thing. He always analyzes what's going on, which is really cool how his mind thinks on this stuff. And a lot of people were coming in hot with Tony Hawk, like, dude, 55-year-old dropping his part, like he should get it.
Yeah, it would be fucking pretty sick because I was super hyped when I saw the Birdman part come out.
Yeah, same. So it's pretty interesting. Was he
the first one ever?
Yeah, he was the first. I think it was either 90 or 91. I think it was 90. He was the first Zodi, then Danny Way, then Cardiel. Those were the first three.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Jeez. So
he's claiming it's his last video part, but I don't think you can stop him from skating.
But Grateful Dead claimed their last tour like 40 times, so we never know.
Yeah, he retired. How long ago did Tony retire? Too, like 90s.
Something. Yeah, totally. Are you working at Tired?
I still work at Tired. Yeah, I'm in this distribution. I'm like parked in front of our little. We have a golf simulator in the office, which is nuts. It's awesome. Yeah, I'm still at Tired, and we distribute like a few clothing brands as well, like Bipara and stuff. Mm. I've just been helping some behind the scenes stuff. I do like accounts receivable stuff. Super fun stuff.
That's what Kevin Braun's doing for Thrasher.
Oh, he does? Cool. Okay. Yeah. Sick. Yeah. So we're still here like downtown LA. All Tired just shipped. I'm like looking. I won't do it to you, but I'm just like looking at all the product and stuff.
Okay. Sick, dude. Hints or tips? Have you seen anything for you guys are going to launch the annual Christmas video, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. Mike Raw Rogers, who runs the Instagram, he showed me a few clips, and I went out with my buddy Sven the other day to try to get a couple things as well.
But we're gonna have any scuba or any of the old school guys, or is, like any Sven?
No scuba. Sven for sure got something the other day, like last minute.
Sick.
And then, you know, just you'll get your regulars, you know,
people. You're going to get Bo, Karate Kid dude in there?
I would think so. But yeah. I haven't seen much, but Mike just shows me stuff here and there. And I know they're getting ready, or they probably started working on it. I think Doug had the footage.
That's what I heard.
It's time to, like, you know, it's pretty much time to do it. Yeah. So.
Fuck yeah. I get always hyped. That was whoever came up with that idea is so sick. Like every Christmas, it's just like, this is skateboarding, not stuff you can't relate to, what you can relate to. Like doing a slappy or just a no comply on a curve, or like, you know, the essence of skateboarding kind of. It's like these guys are having fun. They're not sponsored, but they're just fucking out there charging.
It rules, dude. And I skate, I mean, I'm in LA, so there's a lot of skaters here, but I skate mostly with my buddy Sven. He's a woodworker, slams a lot, but it's like, I just like skating with him because he's just like, he's just eating it and he's going for it. And it's super fun. The vibes are high.
Yeah. I remember when Drahobo lived in the city, he used to always want to skate with Magnet Head because he was kind of that guy. Like his nickname's Magnet Head for a reason. He would always just eat shit. And I think that fired up Drahobo. Like we would go skating and Rob would just eat shit and then turn up the session a little bit.
Oh, he always does. Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's get into it. I want to hear about Dan Plunkett post-Buffalo and pre-Richmond.
What the fuck is that?
Post-Buffalo, pre-Richmond. So I think around like 19, I moved. My dad was in South Carolina, Charleston.
Uh-huh.
I moved there with him to get away from shitty weather, you know, in Buffalo. Kind of like what he did. He was a pro golfer when I was growing up. So he moved away. You can't skate in the winter. I mean, golf in the winter. Same reason I moved away. You can't skate in the winter.
Chasing the sun.
Exactly. So I moved. He was down there, and I moved down there, and I skated there for a couple of years, and then started visiting Atlanta from there a bunch with some of the local dudes in Charleston. And I don't know, I think it was Justin Brock or David Clark, or maybe both, was like, dude, you should just move here. So I ended up being in Atlanta for, I want to say 10-ish years or something. It's where my wife is from and where I met her and everything. And then I think about 10 years ago is when I made my way to Richmond before here.
Okay.
So I've been here like 6 years now, but yeah, I did a big chunk in the South, ATL, Charleston, South Carolina.
Like, do you think that's where you got your skate legs? Like you kind of like went from like Grom to what you are now? Yeah, a bit?
I think so. Cause around like 17 to 19 years old, I wasn't skating too much cause all my friends didn't really skate anymore. They're like in bands, you know, all doing other shit.
Mm.
But when I moved to Charleston, these dudes, Shane and his brother Corey, they were like filming and stuff. I'd never like gone filming or like gone on a skate trip. They took me to Atlanta for my first time. So I was doing, it felt like that's what skating was. You just go on little trips and shit. And it was super fun. We made a shop video and all this shit. And then I think I got more of my skate legs when I got to Atlanta. And everybody's just like super good and gets you hyped to skate.
And it's pretty family oriented down there. Like it seems like from my perspective, like you got GT, Stratosphere, you got Pat Lana, you got Brock, and all these guys love each other and love to skate together. Oh, there's not weird animosity or separation. I mean, when GT won Skater of the Year, it was insane. Like the bus with everybody, ATL, ATL.
It was the best. It was the best. Yeah. It is a big family there. I always say that it's my favorite city to skate in. It's my favorite city ever, honestly. But yeah, it's just like humongous from all age ranges, skate family. Like it's the best ever. I think when I moved there, Grant was a little guy, Alien Workshop guy still. He might have been like 12 or 14 when I moved. I mean, he was already better than all of us, but but yeah, that's I really miss there. I'm going to go back for David Clark's wedding. You got me thinking about how I can't wait to go back there, dude. I'm excited.
Oh, David's getting married?
David's getting married in March, so
shout out. Me.
He's doing it.
Oh, dude. I can't wait to go back. My wife's family's still there and stuff too, so I'm excited.
It's going to be a blast for sure. What's this story? I heard a little rumor that you prank called John Sheffield, ATL legend, about some like flat bar in a parking lot.
You talked to Patty, huh? What were we doing? I think we were just, eating mushrooms or something. I don't know. Like, there was something fun was happening. But Pat always just quotes it. I think that's why he brought it up. Because I called the dude. This dude is the gnarliest rail skater in Atlanta ever. Back five I've heard around the world. Jamie Thomas was like all about him. Later, dude. So he's a flat bar maniac. Like, nobody could touch him. He was the original wizard before Justin.
Oh, okay.
So anyways, I don't know what the fuck we're doing. We're just fucking being young idiots calling people and shit. And I called him, got voicemail, and I was just blurting shit out. I was like, Johnny Chef, you, me, flat bar in a parking lot. And I don't remember anything else about it, but like, that quotes that so much. And I was terrified. I was terrified of the dude, like, knowing it was me, because he's a nice dude, but he's scary.
Mm.
I was just like, oh man, this dude's gonna kick my ass. It never came to light that it was me, or I don't think we ever found out if he was looking around for anybody, but I remember being on my toes for a while and fucking looking around my shoulders like, oh fuck, this dude's gonna kill me for being an idiot. But amazing, like, he's one of the, before I moved to Atlanta, when I was in South Carolina, they had the Ruin video, which is a old ATL video. It's the other shop that was a little ways away from Stratosphere. But like, him, Jeremiah Bad, Mike Devine, and all these dudes were like the shit. But I knew who they all were before I moved there, so it was like so hyped to even prank call the dude, honestly.
When I first started working at Thrasher, I was doing the videos. And every video, we would get a tape that had Jeremiah Babb and one other guy on it. And it was like, we knew it was Clint, like,
maybe?
No.
Or Chris Head? Chris Head was out. I think he was in San Jose for a little bit.
Or no, Jeremiah, it was Graham Bickerstaff, right?
Oh, G Bix.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah, G Bix.
It was Graham and we would laugh because we'd be like, here comes the deadline. Here comes that tape. And they would always have sick shit. It was fucking.
Yeah, yeah. I think that was around time. What was Jeremiah riding for? Maple or something?
Something
like that?
That sounds right.
And G-Bix was on World Industries for a bit. He actually lived out here, so like Long Beach, I think. Something like that.
Okay. And your first legit sponsor was Traffic. Is that right? Like a board sponsor?
First board sponsor. Yeah. I got that through my buddy Shane that had the shop in Charleston. I think he sent footage or something like that. But Jack Sabak is from Charleston.
Oh.
Saw the footage and he hooked it up. He saw a spot in there that he was like, oh, shit. He just like noticed the spot. So I always say I owe it all to Jack Sabak.
Jack Sabak.
Getting me in that van the first time.
You talk to him at all nowadays?
Yeah. Whenever I'm always hit him up when I'm in New York.
Mm.
Love that guy.
What were some, do you remember, do you have a copy of the footage that got sent in?
I might even be in one of those earlier videos that they have. They have a couple videos.
Oh, and
I mean, they still make videos. But yeah, there's definitely a few things in those older videos that was sent.
You mentioned your dad's he was a pro golfer. You like golfing too, right? What's like your best score? Are you good?
No, I'm not good. I couldn't even tell you what my score is because me and Brockle started really getting into it like COVID-ish times. And we start playing so badly that we don't keep score anymore. But it's a lot of fun, dude.
Yeah.
I could tell you I got a birdie, but couldn't tell you what the other holes, what happened on those ones, you know? But it's been fun. Like, probably the only time I get to see Robbie now is when I'm like, hey, dude, you want to golf? Yeah, dude, I'm down.
Is he in L.A.?
Yeah, he's in L.A. He's doing production stuff now. So pretty busy with work.
I love Robbie. Every time I see Robbie, I quote Sam Smyce, a little rap from The King of the Road. Brockle, your breath smells awful. And he just goes, fucking Schmitty.
Dude, amazing.
What came first, Skate Mental, Levi's, Nike, Huff? What was the order there?
Before all of that, my buddy Bobby Boyd in Atlanta, he hooked me up with Elwood.
Oh, really?
He was doing sales for them.
Same time as Welsh?
Yeah, maybe. No. Not like skate-wise, no. This is a little after, way after, I would guess. But yeah, he was the sales rep for them, and he got me on a trip with them, and it was fucking insane because it was like Kenny Anderson, Vincent Alvarez, Drehobel, Guru Khalsa, Silas was like Saudi or about to be Saudi.
And Papalardo too, right?
Yeah, Papalardo was on there. Nate Broussard. It was sick. It was so sick. But yeah, I did a couple of trips with them before. I think Justin Barak like was drunk and told Stable to call me at like a Nike thing. He's like, dude, you gotta help my friend. But I did a few other trips, and then Skate Mental wasn't long after. I want to say like 2012-ish or something like that. Somewhere like that.
Wow, 11 years. Good run.
Dude. No, it might have been earlier. It was definitely earlier. It's like 2009, dude, actually. Yeah. Now that I think of it. But yeah, it was cool going on those trips with like, because I'd only really gone on those skate trips I was talking about a minute ago, like homies back and forth to Atlanta. So like my first real skate trips were Elwood with the sickest dudes. It was so cool. Still friends with all those guys. So it's awesome. I still like hit up Vincent here and there to like go to, he's got tons of secret spots out here.
No way, nice that tip. Rules. He's the best. He's such a good kid.
He's awesome, man. He really is the best.
That was Coulthard was involved with that too, right? That's yeah, when I met Coulthard. Him and Kenny, like, I don't know, they had a really good relationship. I think maybe they grew up together or something.
I don't know.
No, Coulthard's from Virginia.
Yeah, Coulthard's from Virginia.
But I don't know. Him and Kenny were homies for sure. And then I was friends with Drehobel, and he got on. And then so I met some of those other guys too. It was a good squad.
Super good squad. I caught Drehobel at the end of Drehobel's drinking times, so we got to have a little fun. Partying on the road and shit. I roomed with him a couple times, man. I don't even think he doesn't smoke anymore, right?
He might. I think, I'm not sure. Not cigs. Last time I talked to him, he was doing vape a little bit.
Okay, he switched over.
Yeah, I think so.
Just getting a gnarly memory of him having like waking up and just eyes closed smoking a cigarette in the dark.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And he had a little loogie cup too. That was most disgusting thing I've ever seen. Like all hung over with him too.
The best is going camping with him because it's all dark, and then you just see that little cigarette go psh, at like 2 in the morning. You're taking a piss break.
Yeah, exactly.
What was the story? Probably you've told it a million times, or you didn't even need to tell it, but. Remember at Fort Miley when it was like he hears us and then someone died? Like that was one of the raddest things ever.
That was it was fucked up because it was a goof. Like I was with Tony V and Brad, and I did something over to the bump to flat, you know, and I've like chested the rail, like I kind of slammed, and then my board was down there, and either Tony or Brad was like, oh dude, just like lay on the ground. I think it was Brad because me and Tony are down there. But like, yeah, just lay on the ground for photo. And I'm like, but I didn't know he was like filming and like saying stuff. And he like filmed these kids and said, oh, fuck, what happened? And then they posted it and was just saying, I think there was like some scam, like the water company had just found out they weren't donating the money they were saying or something. So they were making fun of that, being like, everybody that hashtags he hears us will donate $1 to whatever the fuck. And I think, dude, this is way back when, dude, Tony like put it on, hard posted on Thrasher.
Yeah.
Brad posted it. And then my phone died. It was like my first day in the city, like just moved into Richmond, go to the city, skate with them, phone dies. And I got heat stroke too. So like when my phone turned on, everybody's like, are you okay? Are you okay? I was like, how does everybody know that I feel like shit from like not drinking enough water? And then Tony and Brad are just giggling. We're at Tony's house. Dude, look at this. He hears us, dude. Look at how many people. It was just like Ryan Flynn hit me up so mad at me, dude. He's just like, dude, what the fuck is this? You can't be doing this shit. I was like, phone was dead, dude. Phone was dead. And then I had an insane headache from the heat stroke. And like, I was like taking a nap while they were just fucking with it, like making the thing. Pretty fucking hilarious when I woke up, but I was like, what the fuck is happening, dude?
Even in this new era of it being a new era, is like when Instagram started, it was even different than it is now. Like, I remember Leo and Atiba would just talk mad shit on each other and Costin and everybody. And it was so funny and cool. And you kind of just were laughing. But now everyone takes their shit so serious.
Yeah, it was awesome. And Tony, dude, because I was skating with Tony all the time, I could just get a hard post of me doing something not that hard on Thrasher, you know?
Did you get a big bump?
Dude, yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember I got a shit ton of followers. It was fucking insane for fake dying. I'm trying to remember who the scammer was that they were making fun of, but it was fully they were just shitting on these people that said they were going to donate and didn't donate.
Okay. That's so funny.
I believe that was my first Skate Tuesday, maybe, in the city, when Brad and Tony and this crew would go out every other Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. So talk about that, because, like, what was the relationship with you guys and Jose Rojo?
I didn't really kick it with Jose. I feel
like some people got banned. Like, somebody came.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't know if it was Jose or not, but, like, Brad would just be like, you can't come anymore.
You're banned. Yeah. I don't know what his... He just likes shitting on Jose. It's just like, or he likes shitting on everybody. But
yeah,
Skate Tuesday was like every Tuesday, dudes that had jobs would take off, come meet up. Digi would come with Johnny Pryor and shit from San Jose, or like Tony would leave the office, and or just whoever was in town, you know. And it was so fun. We most of the time would go out to Moraga or just try to get somewhere near Walnut Creek so we could get those hot dogs that Brad likes with the sport peppers and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why, and then Duffel would always be around for that. And then I think, you know, Brad has a few beers and he just bans people. Like, you're banned, you're not coming. Next Tuesday, you're banned. But it was so fun, dude. Like, we would just go out to these parks away from, like, our zone.
Mm-hmm.
It was super awesome. There's a couple edits out there. I think you guys put them on Thrasher.
Maybe. No, for sure. Yeah, yeah. We got to bring that back. Like, I think it's just a good way to get the homies together and have a good day. I think P-Stone started getting involved in those, and then they ended up going to the river a bunch for the inner tubes.
Yeah. P-Stone came to a lot of them, for sure.
Yeah, front row seats on that one.
Yeah, they definitely started turning into less skating, like, oh, we're going to play baseball today, or we're going
Skate
to the river.
Tuesday, but Chevy's on the water.
Yeah. You definitely end up at Chevy's on the water.
Good times right there.
Well, going out to the river was cool because there's that park out there.
Yeah.
In, what was that town?
El Rio or Monte Rio.
Yeah, Monte Rio. Or
something. Yeah.
So something like that. But there's a sick little river spot to float and then hit the park. Obviously, there's bar restaurants and shit too. But that's when Corey wasn't banned because we needed somebody to drive. Brad'd be like, you're fucking driving, dude.
I'm not making it home fucking for 2 days.
Bring so Rachel.
Yeah. Dude, it's funny though because Brad shits on Corey, but Corey's fine with it because fuck, they love each other. He's known him since he was 14.
It's just so crazy. Corey grew up next door to him and Brian Anderson, right?
Yeah. So sick.
Small world. All right, it's that time again. I got my mind on some magic and some magic on my mind. This stuff has been being consumed daily. It's time for me to drink one today. I got this little shot here. Give me a sec. So I've been drinking this stuff every day since I got it. I've been waking up like an alarm clock without the alarm every day. And I don't know what's going on outside, but you guys should try this. Give it a try. Magic Mind. It's going to boost your energy and focus. It's going to crush procrastination. I mean, you know how sometimes you think about things and by the time you do it, it's too late or it's dark or whatever. With that comes some mental clarity, you know? I'm talking Magic Mind here on Talking Schmidt. So listen up. It's filled with vitamins and adaptogens and matcha and nootropics. And you're supposed to use it alongside your morning caffeine, but I tend to drink the coffee first and then add this later in the day because I always have a 3 o'clock burnout sensation. And what I'm hoping and seems to be working kind of already is that if I drink coffee in the morning and then drink this after my lunch, I can get a steady flow throughout the whole day. And then my sleep pattern will be better at night. Huge experiment that I'm, you know, trying. I'm always trying to better my life here. And so this is one way that I'm working on that. But the good people at Magic Mind have a little offer for you guys. If you want to try this, you can go to magicmind.com/Schmidt. And they're going to give you your first case half price with the code SCHMIT20, SCHMIT20. The word is out and it's Magic Mind. Starting in January, you will find it in all Sprouts Farmers Market stores across the country. If you have a Sprouts store nearby, get down there, grab a few bottles and try it. If you don't have Sprouts, get on the interweb and type in magicmind.com/Schmidt. First case, half off, code Schmidt20. You know how all this works, right? I help you find it and they help you support me. So it's like we're all working together here. This is a trial period and we have half the case down and half to go. So I'm going to keep reporting on my journey and I'd love to hear about yours. That's magicmind.com/Schmidt, code Schmidt20. Schmidt20 from Magic Mind. Got my mind on my magic and my magic on my mind. It's magicmind.com/Schmidt. Code Schmidt20. And we out. Did you go on some of those trips with Levi's, like with Chet and Al?
You know, hit the payphone. What up?
I did, yeah. I went on a couple with Chet. I went on the first one. I was still on, still rode for Dickies, actually. I did that for a little bit. But I like, my homie was doing the skate thing, and then Josh Matthews was like, dude, you should come. And I was like, I don't ride for this. I can't be in any of the photos. And shit. He's like, yeah, but we're going to like skate all this cool shit. You should come. So I came, and my first trip was with Al, and Chet was definitely there, Joey Pepper, Josh Matthews. And then you remember Josh's homie, Pat?
Yeah, from Oregon, right?
Yeah. I think they called him Old Pat back then. Oh, okay. But, yeah, we went on all these insane trips to crazy countries and they were like building skate parks. Like, I'm not going to say I was building. I might have shoveled some shit, but they had dudes fully like building these insane skate parks.
And like awesome. Some of them were third world countries, right? Like you were going to places where it was pretty crazy. Like,
oh, dude, we went to Colombia. We went to Morocco. I'd love to see what the skaters are like there now, because like, there were so many. They made these really cool, like giant transition parks with tons of cool shit, and like all the kids were super hyped on it. It was super fun to do, but it was funny. Like the people that ran the Levi's thing didn't really know. Like we can't help all day at a skate park and then go street skating. They're like, "Hey, you guys want to hit the streets now?" Like, dude, I've been lugging dirt around all day with these guys. Like, I can't go. I mean, I can try to skate, but it's not going to be very good. You know? But yeah, those were super fun going out with Al and Chet and Marius. How could I forget Marius? Jeez.
Oh, that's right. Marius too.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. Sick crew. It was kind of random. It was somehow Josh in charge of it at first or something?
So Josh Matthews knew it was this guy, Eric Wolski, who lived in Oakland at the time, and he worked for Levi's. And Josh and Eric are homies. So okay. Eric didn't grow up skating, so he doesn't know too much about skating. He does know skating, but like he kind of had Josh help him pick and choose dudes. And like, I don't think he picked where to go, but he definitely picked out skaters, you know.
I've always been surprised that Thrasher and Levi's don't do more stuff together because they're both San Francisco iconic in their own right, you know. It's like Levi's is right here and we're right here, and I don't know what the deal is, but I feel like we could do something rad.
For sure. And I think we definitely did a couple articles. Like we went.
Yeah, but I mean, like, make some cool gear, collab, do a tour. Right. I don't know. Like something like a little above, because it's like.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
You guys are so close. It's insane.
Yeah, it's interesting. What do you think? Like, what sticks out to you as one of the best trips you've been on? Were you on that trip with Grant where they went in the bus to Tampa?
No, I was on I might have been on a Levi's trip or something.
Okay.
But that one, that's the one that I wish I was on.
That one looked insane, yeah.
Yeah, that crew, they had Corey and Shaw and shit, and all the pigtail boys.
Yeah.
Dude, it's hard to, picking a trip is so hard. Dude, that's so hard. I'll just think of one with Levi's. I think we did Columbia. That would be insane because it's just like San Francisco on steroids. It's just like hills and house spots and all this cool shit. And then like maybe the first night, Marius FaceTimes Fred Gall. And the next thing you know, Fred Gall appears. He's on the trip. And it was amazing.
Fred Gall saves monks. I swear to God.
So much fun. I think that happened a couple times. We just had trips where we were like, hey, Fred, you should come. And he would come. Just fucking party and skate.
Like I said, I'm trying to not work.
Dude, that's the best.
Oh, dude, it's so much fun.
You always need like a cameo. Like Creature used to always bring Sammy Baca on their trips.
It's about the ones.
Oh, sick. Yeah.
Like I remember that in the early days. And then sometimes companies get a little sensitive. Like, what's he doing? Are you guys trying to steal my guy? Like, you know.
Yeah. No, dude, we needed another guy.
Yeah.
He had to outsource another guy.
And fucking Uncle Freddy, who's like, he should go on every trip.
Amazing. Yeah, he came on a couple and it was so much fun, dude, because he's just skating his ass off.
Mm-hmm.
The best.
Is Aunt Tammy still alive?
Aunt Tammy, yeah, she is. She's still in Buffalo, New York.
I love that story, naming a video after your aunt.
Yeah, I think we named the video like right after, might have been right after my wedding.
Ah, okay.
And Aunt Tammy, you know, partied with all my friends and stuff. So I think Brad was just like, who's your aunt? Like, that's insane. What was her name? Like, Tammy? He's like, yeah, dude, we should call the video Aunt Tammy. I was like, yeah, it's good. Love Aunt Tammy. Let's run that.
Yeah. Can we talk about what's going on with the skate mental in your new situation?
Yeah, for sure.
See, it gets deep.
I don't even know how it came about, because when Kevin first started doing swim, he was sending me stuff like, hey, do you think this is cool? And then asking me like weird back end questions like, how much are boxes? Where do I get single board box? It's just weird shit like that. And we were like talking about it so much that he was like, he wanted to do a guest board. And then like, we just kept fucking chatting it up. And then eventually it was like, fuck, dude, wonder if like, should I like, can I ride for this? He was super down because he doesn't have a team or anything.
Hey, what do you know? Bing, 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 bing.
Been all over the world with that dude. And I was like, fuck, man, I love Brad. There's no hard feelings there. But I was like, kind of, I think I should switch it up, dude. You know, just do a little change up. And then it just happened to be at a time where everybody like just happened to quit at the same time. Like I wasn't thinking about that in any way, but like it just so happened to go down like that. But I'm super hyped on it, dude.
The boards are out and stuff?
Boards are out. The first round of boards are out. It's fun helping because Kevin, I've done sales and all that stuff, you know, and like I'm down to hit shops.
Yeah.
So he doesn't really, Kevin kind of, he's figuring it out, but he's just like, doesn't really know how everything works. So it's fun to like help him do that shit, dude, because it's like, he got a little background in it, so I can give him a hand. Give them some fucking contacts and all that stuff. But yeah, boards, our boards just came out right when we put the video out.
So for people that don't know, this Kevin Turpinning and
Kevin
the
Turpinning
company's called Swim
Skateboards. And Kevin does it
Oh, he does it.
He's doing it in Ohio. Yeah.
Oh shit.
So he gets the boards made in Ohio. I believe Amish dudes like cut the boards out.
It's not affiliated with like alien habitat stuff.
No, it's all independent.
Wow. Yeah. So
it's super small still, and we're just having fun just making shit. Like, we just did that video. We put that video out 5 minutes before Pedro's part came out, which was insane. It was literally 5 minutes.
Deadlines are deadlines.
It was like 8:55.
Dude.
His part dropped. But you know, people still saw it. It was cool.
Yeah, the office, everyone was fucking hyped. Like, not saying Kevin didn't like stop skating or anything, but hadn't seen much of him in a while, and like to see like he's still ripping and skating, it was like sick. Always like that dude.
Yeah, he's pretty secretive, I guess. He doesn't like put shit out ever if he doesn't like it. So it was kind of, we were having a little Terp versus Dan situation, like Rodney Day one. I kept sending him something and then he'd be like, oh dude, I gotta get something. Uh-huh. And then we were just like doing that back and forth, and then it eventually was like, dude, I think we could like make something. We'll call it a promo because it's not going to be that long, but we could make something.
Yeah.
So super hyped on it. And then I don't know if I can say his name yet, but we found a dude that I think we're going to put on an AM that's like out in our zone that's super sick.
Right.
Hopefully he's like filming right now. So hopefully the next couple months.
Try to do like a little welcome part.
Yeah, I think so, because we're not going to have full parts by our next board drop, for sure. Like, me and Kevin we got to start at zero again for footage.
That's kind of exciting, though, right? Like, to just, like, grow something and see what you can do. Like, starting something from scratch instead of, like, you know, jumping to another team that's already established.
Yeah, it's cool. Like I was saying, like, we're hitting the shops and we're doing all, like, I got my buddy to do my board graphic, and it's kind of just like, we're hitting up homies. We're just like seeing who's down to, you know, help us right now. We don't have any money right now to like pay people for that kind of stuff, but it's growing like slowly. We just got into a bunch of shops. We're super hyped on that. And, it's kind of cool. Like, now there's a kid. We interpret like, oh, we should try to find somebody. And I was like, dude, somebody will just appear and watch. I'm telling you, like, we can't just, if I go looking, everybody's rides for somebody already, you know?
Right.
But then like, I remembered this kid that I saw his part a while ago. And then I was like, hey, what? I just like hit him up. He's like, hey, what do you got going on for boards? And he said he wasn't doing anything. And we're like, dude, we'll toss you some boards and see where it goes. And so that's the stage we're at right now. And he's hyped, dude. We're hyped. He's hyped. Oh, if now we could just get Costin.
You want a skateboard type guy? Like, you don't deserve a skateboard.
We'll be all set, dude.
Is Costin a free agent right now?
He's floating in the air. And I hang out with him all the time. I have no idea what he's going to do. He doesn't know what he's going
to
do.
Right. I thought maybe he was going to go back to Girl Chocolate for that anniversary thing.
Oh, that was some good timing when he...
Yeah, like, people were talking about it, but I don't know if there's whatever their relationship's like now.
I don't think he... I think he just wants to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what. Mm-hmm. I told him, dude, I mean, we got space for him.
Oh, this is the guy we're looking for.
We got space for you, dude. Swim with us.
We don't have the budget, but he wants to hang out. We're there for him. We're ready.
Is there a story behind the name? How did he come upon Swim?
From what I've come to understand, it's like an old like internet thing. Like, when people would buy or talk about drugs on the internet, they wouldn't say their name. They would say someone who isn't me. So it's like someone who isn't me. It's like SWIM.
Oh, it's an acronym.
It's an acronym for it. It's like an old, super old internet days.
Someone
like,
who isn't me. Okay. I like that. I was,
you mean no comprende.
I didn't ask him for so long, and then I finally was like, what is that? And he's like, it's some fucking old internet shit, dude.
Well, it's crazy. I was thinking about that because I was thinking about you guys starting a new company, and there's been a bunch of new companies lately, and the names are like, some of them are, to me, are horse shit. Like, it's like, are we just running out of fucking ideas here? Because
Like, you're just throwing them out.
Yeah, whatever. Dude. It's like, what the hell is that? What are you guys doing? Is that going to ever work? You know, it's like, okay. But yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy, too, to be like, all right, we're doing a board company, too, now. We're going to throw out some stuff into the internet. Mm-hmm. But we're hyped on it. It's fun. It's like fun to do. We both like work and stuff, so it's like a little passion project we do like at night or whenever we have time, you know?
Yep.
Super fun, dude. Like right now I've been I'm working on stickers and it's so fun to just like.
Oh, sick.
I'm doing the colors and shit and it's just.
You gotta send me one for the wall.
I got you, dude. We're getting some made like right now, actually. I just sent them all into the dude. So
yeah,
just little shit like
stickers.
That is fun. It's so fun, dude.
Dude, I got like four binders of stickers. Like I collect them.
Do you have like insane ones from Grant? Like he makes just. I'm looking at one now, and he just makes.
I have a few of the Peystone ones, like the Makalasi. I forget.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there was
Makalasi Posse.
Grant sent me like a care package with like a bunch of different ones.
Oh, dude! When I send you the swim stickers, I'll send you. I made some of Tom grinding the channel, like the old photo of him grinding the channel, like the grab. It's just sick when I made a bunch of those. And yeah, we kind of go a little crazy, especially Grant, because he just makes fucking stacks of it. And then I can be like, oh, Grant was here. Like all over LA. I'll go to Whole Foods and be like, oh, anti-hero sticker on the pole and shit. It's like, he's everywhere. It's amazing.
That is sick. Yeah. See, I love that shit because I'll stick stickers up too. And then I'll Starbucks or whatever, a drive through, and then someone's there, takes a photo and sends it to me. I'm like,
yeah,
I love that shit.
Yeah, yeah. Like I
guess that's
shit.
What graffiti is, right? I never could understand graffiti too much.
Same thing. You just like, it's like a dog like peeing on something.
Marking,
exactly.
Mark your territory.
I see Grant stickers everywhere, too. It's awesome. I'm like, wait, when was he here? I mean, he's out there. He rips. He's skating. So,
what does his sticker say?
Dude, it's literally everything. He makes like the one I'm
looking
at now.
He's got tons.
Yeah, like he makes his homie ones, the Makalasi ones. But yeah. the one I'm looking at now is just a photo of Div's face and like Smirnoff bottles, and then like Don Von der Linden wearing a watermelon on his head and shit. It's just like an insane like.
I gotta hit him up for a new batch.
Oh, he'll send you a mountain of stickers. Every time I see him, he just hands me a fucking stack.
Oh, hell yeah. He's the best.
Dude.
I don't know the story behind this, but Doug told me to ask you about Hans Zimmer.
But Hans Zimmer? The dude that does...
I don't know what that means.
It's just... Well, this brings me back to Coulthard. Coulthard would always send me like soundtracks from movies, like a Batman movie. Like Hans Zimmer would make like insane... orchestra, like Batman music, you know, shit like that.
Oh.
But Coulthard got me super into it. Whenever I first came out to LA, he'd be driving around just listening to like insane, like symphony music that's like for scary movies or like shit like that.
Yeah.
Now I love it. And now it's like me and Coulthard still send each other, like, he'll be like, oh, you heard this one yet, dude? And it's from like the movie Tenet that I'll never see, but it's like an insane action thriller movie, but
okay,
it's just like crazy soundtracks that like I've never got enough courage to use one of their songs because you got to be like Danny Way or something to like skate to that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's just like it's just a genre of music that me and Coulthard pass back and forth all the time.
Do you think Coulthard maybe has like OCD or something? It seems like that dude is, I mean, some people are like this, but I don't know anyone more than Coulthard that just like he gets into some and it's like 180%. Like he's a BMXer now and he's fucking losing weight and he's snorkeling in the ocean and he's fucking like whatever he's doing, he's not half-assing it.
Dude, yeah, he's super gnarly into mountain biking.
Yeah.
I think when he's mountain biking, he'll listen to some Hans Zimmer or some shit like that, you know? Yeah, because whenever I hit him, he's either up in the fucking hills over there somewhere, like, but the path is like this big, you know?
Dude. He hits me up when he comes up here and he's like, meet me in Santa Cruz Mountains. I got my bike, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, you scare me, man. You're on another level. Like,
he sent me a video one time of like a GoPro of him like flying down this insane hill.
Uh huh.
And like, it was so scary. Yeah, just don't tell my wife, dude. I was like, obviously, I'm not going to tell your wife, but that looked so scary. It was just like, yeah, he charges, dude. It's insane. Mm. He's super fit now, dude. He looks good.
I know. I'm stoked for him. Yeah. I'm into saltwater aquariums, and he was into it for a while, super hard. And he would just be sending me like the most high-end corals and like fish. And I'm like, dude, I really enjoy this, but I don't got that kind of money, bro.
Once he locks into something, and if you're into it too, he's going to share it with you. It's awesome.
No, he helped me a lot with mountain biking because I've been slowly getting into it. And he told me like all the different things and why this is better and price ranges and all that shit. So
that's cool. Yeah.
Same with photography. Like he knows a lot about the stuff he's into. He knows a lot about. He does hella research.
Oh, dude, for sure.
Who's your favorite comedian? You got one?
That's a good question.
We've been getting into stand-up comedy a lot at the office, and everybody's like sending each other like, did you see the new Bill Burr? Did you see the guy that worked there into this Kill Tony thing? I can't really get into it too much.
I know what that is. I don't have one specifically that I'm thinking of, but like, yeah, every other Tuesday here, there's like a right across from Strubing's place. They'll do like a stand-up night at this like fish taco spot. And I've seen some sick people there. Cause you're just sitting in like where you eat of a taco place outside, but they'll get people like Eric Andre or whoever the fuck will just like appear sometimes. And that's been like super fun, dude. I'm trying to think of a comedian though. I can't think of one just like straight off the dome.
You're a big fan of Norm MacDonald, right?
Huge. I don't know how I didn't think of that just now. I guess I was trying to think of somebody new, but yeah, Norm is the number one for sure.
What's you got a favorite quote or something that sticks out when you think about him?
I just like when on his show when he's like explain to the folks at home who John Cardiel, you know, he just like when he was doing that to Super Dave Osborne on like one of his, I think it was his live show, and it was just driving him nuts, dude. It was awesome. But I watch those like way too much. all of Norm's like TV shows and his appearances on Conan are the best.
I saw him here in the city at Cobb's.
Dude, I got to meet him. I just remembered this. Do you know Boosh? I feel like everybody
knows. Oh, hell yeah. For days.
He was like, dude, he like knew Norm's manager from like being a bartender at the spot, and his manager would come in all the time. Anyways, he was like, dude, I'm going to go to this recording of like a David Spade TV show. Do you want to go? And I was like, down. Who's up? Norm's on? Let's go. We get front row, all the shit after the show, get to meet the dude. And it was so fucking cool. He made fun of Kevin Nealon for not playing 18 holes of golf. It was a quick 5-minute exchange, but dude, it was awesome. He was like, are you guys comedians? We're like, no, we're all nervous and shit.
Yeah.
Super, super cool. It was insane. But then the lady, I sat next to an old woman, and I was like, she was like, can you help me turn my phone off? When we meet Norm, it just ends up being his mom. She's like, oh, hey, good to see you again. I like helped Norm's mom turn her phone off before the show.
No way. Damn.
So fucking cool, dude. I completely forgot about that.
That's amazing. Is that, you think that's like part of living in LA, I always trip on that. Like, you're not from there. You move there. Your perspective from being from somewhere else. And like you say, you walk into a stand-up comedy show and there's one of the dudes you've seen on TV or something, or like maybe you see him in the wild, in the streets or whatever. Like, is that a trip? Like, or is that just the norm now? Like, how do you feel about that?
It's definitely a trip. I am not used to it because you'll just see random celebrities all over the place here, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But like the Norm one, I was fucking tripping, and he was with like David Spade and fuck out like Kevin Nealon, and I was just like, all I could say was, "Hey, nice to meet you," and all that shit. And then like they were all talking and stuff, but I was just like, I was fucking blown away. There's still like some skaters that like I saw PJ Ladd in the wild, and I was like starstruck. I was like, holy shit, dude, fucking PJ Ladd right there.
He's like a unicorn.
Yeah, totally. But it's like, Eric's favorite skater growing up, now he's just like my annoying friend, you know, that bothers me all the time.
That's a trip, huh? Do people, if you're with Eric, is Eric, because Eric's like, I can't even explain Eric, but I feel like he's like a humble, almost trying to be down to earth guy that's not like he's a big deal. But like, do people fan out on him down there, or is he just kind of like, you see Eric and it's Eric, you know?
He's the best at that. Cause like it happens to him all, especially cause he did that fucking do a kickflip thing. So everybody yells that at him.
Oh, right.
And I've never seen him miss one also. Like, it's fucking insane. But yeah, dude, he gets recognized at fucking everywhere you go, dude.
I would think so. Yeah.
And he's the nicest. He's so nice to everybody. He has time for all of them. He'll say what's up and shoot the shit, give him a trick tip, you know? Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I always forget because he's just a good bud now. So I kick it with him all the time. And I forget, like, oh, yeah, you're the dude that fucking back nose blunted Brick Town. And you're fucked. And Hubba Hideout.
And sure. Hubba, yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, I always thought it was so random that him and Brad were so tight. Like, I was like, really? Costin? Like, that's crazy.
It's because they're both maniacs. So
yeah.
I see the connection.
Right.
They're both fucking yin and yang for sure.
Dude, their Insta when they go to like golf tournaments is out of control.
yeah it's awesome.
So good, man. I mean, Instagram, like, how do you feel about the whole social media stuff? Like, is it yin and yang, or are you for it, are you against it? Like, how do you feel about it?
I go back and forth for sure. Like, take breaks, which is, you gotta take a break here and there.
Yeah,
but it's cool. It's cool how many fucking people are like, hey, we put our video out today, go check it out. Or like, hey, our boards came out, put a link. Like,
that's super helpful for promoting.
Super, super cool. But then I'll like, you get overwhelmed with fucking tons of skating. You're like, I can't look at skating. I mean, my Instagram's mostly golf now, but I got to take it. I'm just like, it's too much info. But it's cool. It's a great tool for like promoting your shit, you know?
How many days, how often are you golfing?
Not that much. I mean, I like to hit this thing. It's like, it's so sick.
Does that thing help? Do you think that translates to real?
Yeah, I mean, it does. I mean, it definitely helps with like your practice, you're swinging a lot more. So you're getting your motions, but like, it's sick because I'll be like just jamming on the computer doing a bunch of shit and like, you got to get some stress out. Come over here and fucking blast the driver at this thing, dude.
Dude, I gotta get that.
It's, I don't go out as much now because it's fucking dark as soon as I leave the office. Right. So,
are you kind of 9 to 5?
Yeah, I'm in here all day, every day for the most part.
Oh, okay.
I'm terrible at, I could work at home, but I get too distracted. You know,
no, dude, gotta go. It's nuts.
Gotta go.
When we were on lockdown, I was fucking going crazy. Like, it was like, I'm working here, I'm living here, I'm sleeping here. Like, I need to get out of here. Like, you know,
you're doing everything that you're doing in that zone. It's like,
and the refrigerator is your best friend. All of a sudden, you gain like 10 pounds. You're like, oh, another cookie. I'm down.
It was kind of crazy. We were skating more. Like, I filmed a bunch of shit when everything was locked down. I was riding my bike more and shit. It was like, it was obviously
skating
crazy.
Was easier because there was no people.
Yeah, driving around here was easier too, which was fucking crazy.
It was like a ghost town. There was spots that you could never skate that you could skate now, and it was cool. That video Alyssa made was insane, where they had the drone and she's pushing, I don't know if you saw it, but she's pushing through the streets of the city and there's just no one. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
I was thinking about Alyssa earlier. My homie that I grew up with sent me some like jazz album that he found that is like, it's called Welcome to Hell, and then all the songs are named after the skaters.
Oh, no way.
So like, and the one I was like listening to over and over is called Alyssa Steamer. That one's really sick. I'll send it to you, dude. It's just like some jazz like background music, but it's awesome. Some skater made it.
That's amazing. I want to hear that. Yeah, Alyssa just ate shit, actually. She's in the hospital, like, broke her collarbone.
Really?
Yeah. Bombing a hill, I think. Yeah. I just heard about it. Just actually right now, I just texted Rachel before I was talking to you, like, hey, send her my love. Like, she's fine. And she's like, yeah, she's okay. She's getting better.
Oh, God damn it. It's the worst.
She's the best. She's just charging still, like Common Hills, the whole deal.
She's one of my like top five for sure. Or just like the Welcome to Hell is my first video, so like she's one of my favorites, dude. I love her. Yeah,
that's a great video. I mean,
and she's the nicest person ever too.
Mm-hmm. And you've been off booze lately?
Yeah, dude, I quit drinking in October. I just hit 2 years. I've been off.
Oh, really?
Uh huh.
Okay, because I got
still smoke weed, shit.
Okay,
but you know, I got to tweak on something, dude. But
what made you stop? Did you do something that you didn't like?
I was getting gnarly anxiety, dude. It was getting bad
for hangovers.
Like, it was just like, yeah, I was getting fucked up. Well, because towards the end of lockdown, there was still nothing to do and you couldn't go anywhere. The drinking bouts were getting closer, you know, like, and longer. So like I'd do a few days just going for it. And then like the anxiety was just fucked. So like it got to a point where I was like, dude, I cannot, this is fucking killing me, dude. I can't even do like easy shit. I'm just like, I should probably try. I still have it a little bit, anxiety, but obviously toned way down, dude.
No, that's exactly what happened to me. Like it
have
seemed
you been
like,
off it?
Yeah, like 7 years.
Oh shit.
Yeah, nice. Because like I think when I hit 40, I always say like when I hit 40 that week I needed glasses. It was crazy. Like I hit 40, my eyesight went to hell, and then I was drinking. Like I mean, I'm no pee stone, but I could handle my booze at a time. And all of a sudden, like I'd drink all night and then go to work in the morning, like fine. All of a sudden, I was like, I can't leave the house. Like my anxiety was. Mm-hmm. I've never like it was crazy, and yeah, like you said, after like a little bit of that, you're like, nothing's worth this.
Yeah, it was like perfect timing for me because I got the job working with Tired, so then I had something to do. Like I didn't have anything to do before. I was a pro skater.
Yeah, it's a lot of it's boredom, right?
Yeah, totally. And then everything was fucking locked down, so obviously everybody's fucking partying over here. But yeah, it was like kind of perfect timing. I got the job and then like not too long after I quit drinking and then having somewhere to be and something to do every day really helps, dude.
What's some of the hardest shit that you still do without Liquid Courage? Like, do you karaoke still?
I haven't done that. I've been to, but I haven't done it myself yet. I do want to work up the courage to do sober karaoke. It seems fucking terrifying.
Yeah,
but dude, you know what? It was hard at first, but now like I'll go to the bar and shit. I don't care. I'll drink a fake beer at the bar. Like I'm down. But after a minute, like I'm like, all right, it's fucking getting late. I'm fucking over it.
Yeah, you know? I start like just sensing the room, kind of like it's like when I used to drink and drive, which I do not promote at all, but when I would do that, I would have a 3-beer rule where I was like, out of the whole night I can drink 3 beers and I could still drive. And it's stupid, I look back at it now, but when I'm in a bar with people sober now, I kind of give them the 3-beer rule. So after 3 beers, I kind of want to leave because I don't want to be a hypocrite, but it's like I can't relate to you when you're 5 deep, you know?
That's a good call. I should start doing that because once people get to a certain point, like some people.
And they don't miss you. You know, once they're 5 in, they don't even know when you left. The next day, they're like, that was fun, huh? I was like, I know, last call, you were crazy.
Yeah, there's no time. They have no time frame or anything.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. You could just ghost and be like, dude, I had fun last night. It was good to see you. Yeah, man, super fun.
And then instantly I'm a morning person, dude. I was never a morning person. Now I'm like, I can't wait to drink coffee in the morning. Like, same, I can't wait to wake up and get a coffee. And I'm in bed at like 9:30. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Dude, I love it. Yeah, I've been getting up early too and shit. And like, it just, I mean, definitely lost a little bit of this action I had going on too, you know?
Right. That helps a lot. And money, right? Like a lot of it.
Oh my God. Yeah. If I looked at the, hey, let me look at the app, dude. It's still counting. I haven't looked at it.
Sometimes your credit card that you used after you black out on taxis and other people's rounds and shit, it's like, what did I do?
What happened last night? Yeah, exactly.
What's one of your go-tos when you would do karaoke? I think we went to a bar in Portland for that Silas contest, and you guys all did karaoke. Yeah. Jake
definitely did.
Jack Curtin, maybe.
Joey Pepper's wife is a huge karaoke fan. It was probably her idea to go. Was it at the strip club, or was it a normal bar? Because there's a strip club you could do karaoke at.
Whew, that's a good question. I don't really remember.
But my go-to is I'll do Montel Jordan. This is how we do it.
That's right. That's what you did. Yeah. And then Jake did a really good one too. I was like, holy shit, that's a sick one. I forget what it was, but
Jake probably did something insane where like you're yelling a lot, like Creed or some shit.
I think so.
But there's the bar. There's two right there, but like next to Mickey's other bar, not Cat's Paw, has Thunder in the name or something.
I think that's where it was, because I think we were at Mickey's other bar, because the first night we went to Cat's Paw, and then the next night we went to Mickey's other bar. And so then after that, we went to karaoke.
Yeah, so there's a right next door to that bar, there's strip club karaoke. And then like across the street on another corner, there's like a regular karaoke bar.
Okay. Yeah, I remember.
Damn, I wish we could do another one of those contests.
I know. That was fun. Can't we do it somewhere else?
I know. I've been trying to figure something out.
Does Nike still have their indoor park?
Nike, Beeble's turned into Nike's, and then that's not there anymore.
Oh, shit.
Because I was going there all the time. Dude, that place ruled. Yeah, uh-huh. I know. If we just had a good venue, it'd be so sick. Because that was like, I don't skate contests, but I'll skate that again.
It was the best vibes. The one I went to, like Dan Vanderlinden was there, like a bunch of dudes you guys don't skate contests, but it was like homies that Silas handpicked, and it was just perfect.
So fun, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, so many people you wouldn't expect. It was so rad. Like Wes Kramer and fucking Austin Gillette.
Shit. Right. And then like Rob Welsh and Sal. It was Sal. Rob and Sal on the mic.
Dude, I got, I did a Sal flip. I got like $50 for a Sal flip. I was like, oh, Sal Barbie is here, dude. I gotta chuck a Sal flip out there.
Kind of wrapping it up, but I'm thinking about making a video montage of like as many of my friends telling a good memory with P-Stone, whether it be funny or something that touched you, or just like, I don't know, anything that's kind of like something maybe that I don't already know about, you know, like, oh, this one time we went on a trip, or he showed up and we did this.
You may or may not know about this, but I've been on tons of trips with him, dude. But my favorite was I drove out to Atlanta for Pat's wedding with Santi. And I was just telling him about it and shit. And I was like, yeah, I'm driving out with Santi. And then fuck it, I'm driving home solo. He's like, oh, no, you're not driving home solo. I got you. So me and him drove from Atlanta back. And the whole drive, like, first of all, he made me backtrack. I go down 3 hours to hang out with Ben Gilly. It was awesome. It was out of the way, but it was awesome.
Now we're going there. Come on.
And then he was trying to go to New Orleans, but he passed out. So then I started, you know, beelining towards where we needed to go. Because when he goes down, he doesn't go down for long, but he's out 3 hours or a couple hours. So we slowly made our way across, and he fucking calls every single person that you could call. If you were in that area, I swear he called Mike Crum. We were driving through Texas and like,
I'm coming through. I need to drink a cold one with you.
Dude, he called like, once we were closing in on SF, he was like calling Birdman and shit. And just, let me see if Tony has the same number. But like, insane. He would just call like whatever zone we were in, he's calling somebody like, what you guys got coming through? I did, because I kind of had to get back for a trip. I don't remember what the fuck.
Yeah.
I did Texas one day straight across. And he was always like, let me know if you want me to wheel it. Dude. I was like, dude, I got it. You're fucking partying, dude. It's all good. I'll drive. And we stayed at his homie's house in like El Paso, who was super cool. Oh, fuck. I can't remember his name, dude. He was sick. He had a pool in the backyard and shit. Wish I could remember the dude's name. But whole drive, literally just calling people. It was so sick. He got Who did he get on the phone? I know he got Joey Dige on the phone. I know Al Pardon answered. I know fucking, I want to say he talked to Figgy or somebody, like, we're coming through. Like, he had calling up, like, they answered. He was just like nonstop. I mean, obviously, he's got stories for days. So, but I did a cross country trip of just like, he told me every story ever and called everybody. It was like, it was fucking amazing, dude. Holy. But then we got, what? I think I dropped him off at Alden's. And then he was trying to get me to hang out, dude. And I was like, dude, I gotta go home, man. We've been driving for 3 days. Come and have a beer, dude. You earned it. And I was like, dude. Oh, the best was, though, like, he tried to get me to stay another day in Atlanta. I get to Atlanta, him and Tom and Pat, like, hey, we got bloodies, dude. Like, let's hang out. And I was like, have a bloody, but dude, I'm not. We have to go. Like, we already delayed one day because he's trying to hang. All the boys are in town for the wedding, and like, but I was like, he's really good at like anchoring in somewhere. But like, oh, we got to hang out with the locals, dude. You know, we stopped it. I'm just remembering random, like they're all in no order, but stopped in the middle of nowhere, had to piss, come out. He made friends with fucking 8 like gnarly looking dudes, biker vests and shit. They're all cool as fuck, but they're scary looking.
Mm.
He's like, oh, this is so-and-so, this is so-and-so, like all homies already. By the time I went in the bathroom for 5 seconds, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, dude. I'm going to have to say just the entire cross-country trip with Keystone was like...
Was that the same time in Atlanta that he fucking ate shit trying the slanted wall over the stairs? You know that spot in Atlanta that there's
stairs? Yeah, that might have... That
and
was...
he just ate it so hard. Like, he was cooked and he went for it and just boom.
Whatever that was, and Tony Vitello was in town, so I don't think...
Yeah, because Tony did it. It might have been he wasn't here when Grant got married, right?
No.
Maybe it was Pat?
It might have been Pat's wedding if Tony was there for Pat's wedding. But I don't think it was that trip because he KO'd. He was fucking snoring, dude. No, I don't. Fuck.
I think Pat sent me the footage, so I know Pat was around because he sent me the clip, and I was like, this is insane.
I think that was Thanksgiving, dude, because the slam was Thanksgiving, because he would always roll through Thanksgiving and bring dudes like Oski and Fernando and shit, and they'd all go to Pat's, and then the deal would be go skate that water park, you know, that Grant had footage in. It was always a Thanksgiving Day thing. I only got to go once, but they were doing it every year. It was like, so sick. I think he slammed in that thing, too. I'm sure he did.
Yeah, towards the end, he was getting a little... He used to pull it off a lot more, and slowly you were like, I don't think he's got it this time.
Yeah.
We came home from a trip. Like, we used to drink bloodies every flight. It was those little bloodies that they give you. And me, him, and Jake got home, and we were driving somewhere. We went by his house to drop his bags off, and then we were driving back down. And he's like, hey, let me get out of the car. I'll bomb the hill. And we're like, dude, you're in no shape to do that. He's like, nah, I got it. And he starts bombing the hill in front of us, and he just eats shit, and he's like rolling. And he comes in, and he's like, no problem, no problem. He gets in, and his head has like a lump on it, and he's just like, we got you. And we're like, well, dude, Jake's just cracking up. It's like, oh man, him and Jake's relationship was like, you can't even explain it. It was just
No way.
Yeah,
it was, those dudes were both the king of slams, both of them.
Oh my god,
nobody slammed like those dudes.
Well, yeah, dude, thanks for the time. Definitely send me some stickers, and as you guys grow with the swim stuff, let me know what's going on too. Like, it'll be cool to see what comes out of it. What did you say? Your friends are just doing the graphics for right now?
Like, I just hit up a buddy to see if he could do a graphic, and he gave me, like, it's just stuff like that. He was like, oh, here's, like, check out my dad's drawings. And he was like, he sent me, like, 20, and I was like, pick one. And I was like, fuck, man, thank you. Colored it for me. So it's kind of, and then, like, John Fitzgerald did a board for Terp. It's just, like, a homie guest board drawing. And then our buddy Hayden, he did Terps graphics. So it's all just like, yeah, it's just super small. But
that always seems like the best, easiest thing is like you got homies that are talented and each one is like a different homie that's talented making a cool graphic. And then all of a sudden, there's your catalog.
Dude, it's super fun.
Like Para should make a graphic for you. Like everybody that's like good at that shit, you know?
My board is Para's dad. Is drawing.
Oh.
Because Para was like, I don't think I should, you know, because, you know, I do tired and it might look too similar. He's like, check out my dad's shit. And I was like, dude. He's like, you can use it. It's all good. I was like, dude, thank you so much. It turned out super rad.
Did Para get paid bank for the Olympics?
Dude, I wonder. I'm curious. Because he's big. He's a big timer, dude. He does like fucking big shows and shit.
No, yeah, right?
He had a Nike shoe too a couple times.
Yeah, I got one for my wife. She loved it.
Oh, sick.
It was like a pink and white one or something. I forget.
Yeah. Sick. He, I mean, I'm just guessing. He's probably
had to be.
I'm just going to say, yeah.
After the Olympics, the tired stack started getting a little taller. We're ordering more boards.
That's what I'm talking about, dude.
Yeah. Well, what's the best way for dudes to get that stuff? Is it online?
Yeah, it's on the Tired site.
Just order it online.
Order it online, and then whenever Tired posts their Instagram, they'll post links and stuff. Now the video is coming out soon, dude. What's today?
Christmas Day. I always wake up, get the coffee, and get ready for that thing. I got to edit one year with Brad, and it was so fun. Watching his editing technique was like next level. Like.
Yeah.
They're out like a whole like nope done like it's like
you're not making the cut, dude.
Yeah.
And didn't he have like on his keyboard that thing that told you what did what? He like put it over his keyboard and like how to cut it and shit.
I remember seeing that thing. I walked him through I think either that was Premiere or Final Cut and he didn't know much of it. So I was over there and then halfway through the 2 days in, he's like push me aside. He's just like, I got this.
Dude, he knows how to do a little bit of everything.
It's pretty incredible, really. It's like,
yeah, he's a fucking human sponge. If he learns something, it's in there. It's locked. He can do it now. It's fucking crazy.
He was talking about bringing a tripod and a video camera to Raymond's, filming the screen. And then the video's on the screen and people are eating pizza in the foreground and stuff. Like, I think we're going to try to do something Monday.
Sick. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got a projector at Raven's
set. I guess so. I don't know. Tony was telling me about it yesterday and I was like, I'm down. Like,
oh, that'll be so sick.
Three knots? I'm in.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Those knots are so good. He honestly has my favorite pizza.
Dude, his pizza is amazing. If anyone's out there in the Richmond area, go to Raymond's Pizza for sure.
Raymond's, go out of your way to go to Raymond's. It's worth it.
It's a spot. Well, hell yeah. You hang with Strubin at all?
Dude, all the time. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, tell him what up. Yeah, that's the homie forever.
Oh, absolutely. I fucking love him. Every time I see him, no matter what, even if I saw him yesterday, I'm getting a huge hug. Like a gnarly, like a fucking choker for sure.
And the best smile in the biz.
Oh, he's the best, dude. Yeah. It's when he does production stuff too. So he's pretty busy, but. Whenever he can get out, it's a sick little crew of like him, Shimizu, and Clint Peterson. They're all super tight. So they all, we're like, whenever we can all get together, it's super fun to stay with them.
I just remembered. Okay, one last thing. Was it your birthday when Cranny got the coma?
Yeah, dude. It was after my birthday party. Dude, it was so fucked up. I wasn't there because I went home to.
You guys went to horse races or something?
Yeah, my wife set it up. We went to horse races. Everybody came out. I won fucking $250. No big deal.
Yes.
So sick. But so after.
Trifecta all, box.
Oh, dude, I'm so hyped. It might have been like 280 or something. But so everybody, it started getting dark. And we're like, hey, we'll go to Clint's. Clint has a little sick build out in his place, like of a bar. He has a gate that opens up and it's like a sick chill outdoor zone. So we're like, yeah, let's go over to Clint's. I go home, feed and walk dogs, come in and everybody's looks like they saw a ghost. And I guess Cranny was fucking around with like because Clint has a bed that hangs over the bar. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, overhead high, you know. And he was like fucking with the Clint hadn't like screwed it in yet, the little like a bar. So he tried to like try to grab it and like do a little front flip over it, but the thing just gave. You know, it wasn't screwed, so he just fell on his fucking dome, dude.
Yeah. And like 12 feet or something.
He fell from like definitely overhead, but he went straight to his head.
Yeah.
And he's obviously all good now, but shit was fucking scary, dude. I got over there and like I think Struben's chick took him to the
Yeah. No, I was in full contact with Justin through that whole thing, and he said that his girlfriend new medical stuff, and that if she wasn't there, he might have died.
Yeah, she did.
Like, she knew exactly what to do, did it. And it was crazy because I just got married and we were going on our honeymoon, and I didn't know. Like, I literally almost postponed my honeymoon because I was like, if this dude dies while I'm on my honeymoon, it's going to fuck up every, like, I won't be able to think.
Yeah.
I was tripping. So it was crazy. I was so hyped when I saw him in person for the first time. I was like, oh my God, because all I could do was hear phone calls. And so I didn't see anything. And so the visuals were what I was making up, you know, which what I'm hearing is super gnarly. And so,
then
I'm talking to his mom and his wife, and it was just, man, I'm so glad that dude's okay. He's like one of my best friends. So it's just really scary.
He's the man, dude. I love him. And then
so fun.
It's crazy. I hadn't seen him in so long after it happened. And the first thing he said to me was like, dude, I still got that fucking polarizer in my trunk for you. I was like, dude, yes, you're the fucking man.
Yeah, he's the best. He's got a heart of gold, and all he wants to do is have fun.
Yeah, he's super fun to skate with and to watch skate, dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's funny, every time I can't not do it. If I do like a tail block drop in, I say cranny. And every time I'm just like cranny, and then I fucking go in. There's no way around it. I'm gonna say it.
All right. Well, sick, dude. Thanks for doing this. Have a good holiday and all that. And if you're up here, fucking swing by the office or give a call or something.
Dude, yeah, I'm trying to figure out coming back soon, but I'd love to come see you guys. I haven't hung out with Tony in a minute either. So
I don't know if you're paying attention, but that dude is out fixing spots. That's his like.
Yeah.
It's inspiring as fuck. Like, he'll be at like someplace like Napa and he'll have like some, I don't know if he calls all these people and says, send me your spots from all the cities or whatever, or if he's on Google Earth. I don't know what he's doing. He's a little secretive at times, but it's pretty sick, dude. Like, all of a sudden, there's a new Tony spot and Jack Curtin's there.
the crooked grind with the drop he did, I was so hyped.
Yeah, and he's ripping. Yeah,
he's been ripping. I love it, dude. Love to see it. He's got a good nose slide transfer and a good crook transfer, dude. Those are his moves.
Yeah, nose manual. He's working.
Anything on the front of the board. Yeah, he's all over the nose.
I think that was because when he fucked up did he fuck up his ankle or his knee or something? And I think he started. It was easier to do the nose than the back.
For some reason, thought it was a toe thing, but you may be right about the knee.
Yeah,
I swear it was the knee.
Well, hell yeah! Hopefully, I'll see you in real life.
Hopefully soon. I haven't been back to the Bay in a minute. I'm due for a trip.
You're not coming to Sody Party, huh?
Well, who is it? Tell me who it is.
I don't know. I don't even think they. I mean, I think it's one of those three. I think it's Miles, Pedro, or Yuto. And I kind of feel like it's probably, like, if you ask me honestly, and sometimes I get in trouble for saying what I think, but I thought Pedro would get it just because, like, what I said, like, he was more thrasher. But then when I saw Miles' shit, it was like, it's so SF, so that's rad, and he did insane stuff. But, I think the voting goes into the whole, you know, equation, so... When they put the polls out, they'll see like who's everybody voting for. I mean, if all of a sudden it was 90% Tony Hawk, you got to put him in the equation.
I'm coming to SF if Tony Hawk gets it, dude.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Fuck yeah.
Have Jason Ellis give it to him.
Dude. Fuck yeah. So sick.
Well, hell yeah, dude. Take it easy down there, and yeah, I'll talk to you soon, hopefully.
All right, dude. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Of course, dude. Peace.
Peace. Okay, kids. Even though there's one more episode that I've already recorded, which is Wes Kramer for next week.
Yeah.
That was the last episode I recorded for 2023. So excuse me while I go celebrate.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Blood Wizard. Blood Wizard. Blood Wizard. Blood Wizard! Shop.bloodwizard.com.
Tickety-tack.
Hey, it's Corey at Blue Plate, 3218 Mission Street. Come see us. Meatloaf, fried chicken, deviled eggs, Dollar Olympia beers. We're here every day of the week. We got a garden and we got smiles on our faces. Come let us make you happy.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Talking Schmidt. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcasts. When you subscribe, you'll get notifications every Tuesday of new episodes the minute they become available. Also, please leave reviews and a 5-star rating. It's the best way to help the show grow. All of the episodes will always remain free, but if you would like to help support the show, you can do so at talkingschmidt.com, where you can pick up some merchandise like t-shirts, beanies, hats, and stickers. The website has an entire archive of all of the episodes, with extra photos and videos. Email us with any suggestions, comments, or ways that the show may have improved your life at talkingschmidt@gmail.com. All interviews are conducted, edited, and produced by Schmitty. The intro music is Mary's Cross by the band Nature. A very special shout-out goes to the executive director, Cheryl Camisa.
Shout-out.
Love it!
This is Talking Schmidt, where the Rolodex is deep, but the conversation is deeper.
Keep the wheels greased.